Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, my name's Dave Hughes, and like everyone else, I've got problems. My main problem this week is hipster cafes and their desire to change the menu for Australians. For example, I was in one recently where they said, we don't have salt. No, they said, we'll sprinkle some parsley on top. That's not going to work for me. That's not going to take off. If I'm at the rugby league and I'm in a lineup, a bucket of chips, it's got some parsley for the front of it. Got some parsley for on top. No, if I asked for that at rugby league, I would get glassed, all right? And I'd deserve it. I was at two cafes. I ordered my kids chips. Two cafes said, we do not have tomato sauce. You don't have tomato sauce. When I asked, it was like I'd asked for rat poison to put on top. One guy said, I'll go and check in the kitchen. They needed to have a team meeting. Came back, said, we don't have tomato sauce, but we've got aioli. That sounds like something that surrounds a nipple. Anyway, that's my problem. We're going to solve that later on, but Australia's got so many problems. Let's get the show started. Show where we take real problems and we turn them into real solutions. But I cannot do it on my own. I need four of Australia's greatest personalities to help me. We've ended up, though, with the wonderful Kate Langbrook. The fantastic Joel Creason. The superb Denise Scott. And Dave O'Neill. Guys, wonderful to have you all here. So let's get on with it because we've got a lot of problems and we've got to take them seriously because they're serious problems. Let's go. This problem has been sent from Trent from Mackay. He writes, my wife likes to call me Babe, but I feel a bit uncomfortable with this sort of pet name. Should I tell her to stick with Trent?
Trent's a bad name.
Trent's a terrible name. Yeah.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of Trents.
How dare you? There's a lot of Trents out
I know, but Denise, I always imagine being able to call it out in a moment of passion. Now, is anyone going, oh, Trent? Trent? Like, no.
But people are, Katie. There's Joel, have you ever called out Trent?
Oh, I'm sure. I'm just being realistic, sure. Yes.
Kate, you have an obsession with this because I remember years ago going into your radio show.
Yes.
Your little radio
and
show.
Because I'm called Scotty.
Mm. Oh, yes, yes.
And I remember I've been with John 37 years and you said, when you make love, does he call out Scotty?
Yes. Yes.
Well, I mean, could he say, beam me up, Scotty? That would be good.
But I'm fascinated that there was a whole period in Australian history where people would have a baby, a tiny little newborn baby, and go, this baby boy's name is Steve.
Well, you're judging this era. Yes. In that era, it was me and Dave.
What about Trent?
Yeah, Trent has never been good, but what's Joel?
Joel. But I'm fine with Babe.
Babe is all right.
Oh, I loathe it. If John called me Babe, oh.
You and your wife call each other Babe all the time.
Yeah, you call each other Babe.
Absolutely.
And, you know, she in my view, she is a Babe, but you're not.
But don't laugh too hard. She married me, so she must think I'm a Babe, you know?
It's not as complimentary if they mean, like, Babe as in the film.
Yeah, the
Well, that was a very cute little pig.
So my husband started calling me Darl as a joke and now it's become a thing.
But that's not a thing. Darl. But so let's make love Darl.
They're not in that sentence.
What does he use in the throes of passion? Oh. Well, be honest. What does he use?
Viagra.
Okay. Well, I think we're going to go. We're happy. Be happy with Babe. Be happy. So I think we solved that one. Let's move on. This is a relationship problem from Anonymous from Joondalup, which is a suburb in Perth, isn't it?
It's about an hour above Perth.
Yeah.
I've done gigs there. I've done gigs in Joondalup.
Oh, get over yourself.
Anonymous, as I said, for a reason, I believe. She writes, many years ago, I hooked up with a celebrity before they were famous.
Oh.
Again, I've done gigs in Joondalup.
Come on, they said celebrity.
Yeah, what's the problem?
All right, yes. She hooked up with a celebrity before they were famous. I have kept this a secret from my now husband.
Oh.
As he is a huge fan of this person.
Oh.
Yeah.
Definitely not.
I think that. Should I confess? Has anyone here ever hooked up with a celebrity before they were famous?
Yes. Yeah. But I tell that story all the time.
Yeah, I know. I know who it is.
We know this story. You know the story,
but they don't know the story.
Right?
Not everyone watches everything you do, Denise.
But you know about the AC/DC drummer.
Yes.
You know that one.
AC/DC drummer.
Yeah, I pashed Phil Rudd.
Who's now under house arrest in New Zealand.
Yeah.
Not for that, yes.
No,
did you tell your husband?
I tell everyone.
Yes.
As soon as I meet them. So, yes, of course. But I'm wondering, see, if this celebrity is, say, someone like Hugh Jackman.
Oh, yeah, you get a T-shirt.
Then you wouldn't want to tell.
Ooh. Oh, you would.
But if it's...
No, you get a T-shirt, mate, wouldn't you?
With an AFL player.
Oh.
Yeah, which I write about in my book.
Oh, yeah, that caused a scandal last year.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
And no AFL players ever admitted to being gay, so you can really get this show trending in the next 2 seconds. So
we were hooking up for a while, and he used to come round to my house after his football concerts. And,
what? Do you not want to say his name, or...?
No, because he's not out.
Hang on, have you seen the player since you wrote about it in your book? Have you seen him anywhere?
Mm.
No, well, I've seen him on the...
The grass.
Is he still playing?
Yeah, he's still playing.
Is he still playing?
Yeah.
Oh my God, we're intrigued.
But he's not calling you anymore.
No, definitely not. I don't know what position he plays.
Can we ask? I mean, this is...
I think you do.
Can you guess, was he a forward or a back?
Is he big? Is he more your weight or more my weight? Is he a bigger guy or a
There's
smaller guy?
There's no footballer
guy?
For you.
He wasn't the coach.
So hang on. Are we now trying to guess the footballer?
I think the example is that, I don't know what point we're making.
The point is definitely tell your husband.
Mm.
Absolutely tell your husband.
All right, we're saying tell your husband that you were with this celebrity.
Yeah, just so he knows you're not a done deal.
All right, great thing. I like it. All right, let's move on. Here we go. We've got a video problem now. Let's have a look.
G'day, it's Mick from Rockhampton. I haven't been feeling real good lately, Hughesy. Just down on energy, not feeling on top of it, and my sister reckons it's because my gut's unhealthy. She thinks I should get my colon cleansed. Oh. What do you reckon? Is it worth a go?
So is that a specific question to you?
Yeah. Are you a doctor, Hughesy?
Well, if you have a look at the sign, it says, Hughesy, we have a problem, so I'm not a doctor. But gut health is the buzzword, obviously, isn't
yes.
it? Of the new millennium.
I love it. Gut biome.
So it used to be antibiotics, now it's probiotics, so you can't...
It still is antibiotics.
I thought it was a war, the anti versus the pro.
Well, if you've had the anti, you need the pro and the pre to make up for the anti.
Oh, so there's prebiotics as well.
Yes, there's prebiotics
Is your radio show this interesting?
I don't think sticking a hose up your bum with warm water... Is that going to help him? Is it? Does it help?
That's just douching, isn't it?
Is it? Yeah.
What is douching? Is douching clean?
In my world. Well, you can buy a product. You can buy a product.
Yeah.
You can do your own home colonoscopy.
And
slash
are
douching.
You full of energy?
You do seem, and you look good.
Yeah, I know.
Now, I tell you, Kate Langbrook gets it done a lot.
That's right.
How often, Kate? Tell the people who don't know, how often are you getting colonics?
Well, at the moment, one every week for 6 weeks.
Oh, what? You're doing one every week?
Have you got a name for the hose? Come on, Stanley. Come
on. Hello, handsome.
So you feel full of... So Mick needs to know you feel full of energy,
I do. Love it. I think it's amazing.
Yep.
I do what's called a closed system, which means there's always someone there with you, not that they just leave you in a room on your own with a hose and an instruction manual.
I prefer that.
No, you, know, you would you... because you're familiar with that area.
She made me go to her woman.
And guess what?
I had a massive amount of trouble. So your woman
He couldn't.
Really?
I couldn't get it.
The hose would not go
accept.
In.
He couldn't
accept.
Yes.
It was a very traumatic experience. Oh, no. We had a guy from the radio show videoing and I said, you've got to leave the room for this. He left the audio on and this is actual audio of her trying to insert.
Do we have to listen?
This is stressful for me to listen to, but just to have a listen.
Stressful for you.
Here we go. Is that in? Oh God. It takes me back, and the fact is, it wasn't in.
She couldn't get it in.
What would have been, I don't think that would have made that worse if we heard Trent.
So she ended up doing it partially. So she really had to keep hold of it. It was only the nib was in.
She couldn't do it.
She said never found anyone tighter. But Katie turns up and it's like, you know.
Oh yeah.
Oh, that's not nice. To make out that I'm loosey-goosey. Just...
How did you feel after your little poke?
I'm going to be in counselling for years, to be honest. So, yeah, it wasn't for me, but you say it's great.
I think Mick should get it.
I think it's really good. You're
should
for get, it. Get Absolutely. It. Denise, you've never tried it.
No, I just have a poo.
So we're going to go with Mick, have a go. This problem comes from Nathan from Caulfield in Victoria. Mm-hmm. He writes, my girlfriend is a real save the world type.
Oh.
We have to ride our bikes everywhere.
Oh.
And she scrutinises my recycling bin.
What?
I really like her, but I don't know if I can handle a lifetime of this.
No.
What should I do?
I reckon dump her and then drive to Macca's to sell her. Then burn some tyres in your backyard.
Burn some tyres.
Chuck the keep cup in.
Why are the cyclists so angry?
They are angry.
I drove past one recently and no, I left a gap. Yeah. We got to a light zone, he's knocking on the window. Didn't you see me? Yes, I did, and that's why you're still on your bike, mate.
Ride a bike because I took off on a bike. But this was when I was like 22. I thought I'm going to ride to Adelaide.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Well, things
from where though?
I didn't have much of a life from Melbourne. And
they did have. There was planes at that point, wasn't there?
Of course, there were planes. And I
was
had
that
to...
during the Depression. So, Denise, I've gone hard there.
No, forget the story. I'm just trying. All right, so I went off on a bike ride and I got the train to Geelong and my bike took off and I reckon I got half a kilometre and ended up in the Geelong Emergency Hospital.
What?
People thought I'd been hit by a truck, but you know the pannier bags on bikes? I didn't know you had to sort of balance them because I hadn't ridden a bike before. Did I mention that?
Oh, my God.
So the bike just goes and off I went.
Yeah, and you never attempted that again?
No, and that's got nothing to do with the problem, though, has it?
I'm not sure.
But just on the problem.
Yeah, which is people who are trying to save the world and living with those people and how annoying
and
it is.
Yeah, and I have some absolutely valid advice. Because John, my partner, who I talk about a lot, been with him 37 years, he is, for instance, a compost freak.
I hate that.
So do I.
My wife is a compost freak.
I hate it too.
She just likes
rubbish.
Oh. High five.
Oh, shit. Continue.
Oh, his first share house, he was called the compost bucket because you gave all your food to John and if he didn't eat it, then it went in the compost.
Oh.
what he's still like, and so what you do is you start living a secret life, and that's what this person has got to do.
You can't throw anything out because John wants to eat it.
You know this guy?
Yes.
He's cooked. He's done. He's out of there.
So we're just saying break up. Nathan, break up.
Well, no, I think he already knows.
All right.
So... And I will argue that he can face the lifetime of it and he just has to cheat. You can do it. All is that right, where I look down the barrel of the camera and say you can cheat and live happily in a relationship?
So you're saying that he's... All right, so we're going to go with that, all right, Nathan? Cheat on your girlfriend and... anyway, that's great advice.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
For news, sport and entertainment stories with a difference, 10 Daily has it all covered. 10daily.com.au.
Welcome back to Hughesy. We have a problem where we solve problems so you don't have to. And we know we all have problems, yeah? And even icons of Australia have problems, and we're about to prove that. Let's welcome to the stage the legend Ita Buttrose. Thank you. Thanks for coming along. We really appreciate it.
My pleasure.
So what is your problem, Ita?
For some years now, I've done a segment on Studio 10 called Ask Ita, where people send me their problems and I solve them.
Yep.
And now some young upstart comedian has come along and stolen my ideas.
Right.
And to make matters worse, he's asked me on his show for some kind of validation to give him my blessing for him having stolen my idea. Now, I'm just not sure what I should do.
First off, I'm glad you came to me and not the lawyers. Very glad
and
about
also,
that.
Ida said young comedian.
Yeah, I was flattered by that.
He's so thrilled.
I appreciate that. And now Ida does, you do on Studio 10, you do a great segment. Oh, we've got a bit of it. Let's just have a look at Ida doing a thing.
Our first question this morning comes from Daniela, who is horrified by the behaviour of a mum at her daughter's ballet concert. She says, "Dear Ita, straight after the show, one of the mums told me that my daughter is flat-footed and should consider tap. Oh. So as not to let the ensemble down, I was gobsmacked. What should I do?"
My father once told me there was time and a place to use the F word. The four-letter one. And I think you should just say to her, smiling, F off.
You get straight to the point, don't you?
And is that what you want to say to Hughes?
You got it, Denise. That's exactly it.
Oh, God, all right.
Do you know what? I mean, no disrespect to you.
Sure, that's the start of a disrespectful statement.
It always is.
Yes.
Like, don't take this personally.
Yes.
You could use a bit of what Ida's got.
I'd be very happy to mentor you.
Oh, really?
I would be happy to be mentored by you. All right, Ida, well, how about you? Do you want to sit in this seat for a minute and just show me how it can be done?
Okay.
All right, here we go. Oh, God.
I love it.
All right.
Okay.
Wow.
You happy with how it looks from there?
Now, you've got a problem, and your problem is that people are saying mean things about you on the internet. You don't know how to respond.
No, I don't know how to respond. I don't know whether to give them any publicity whatsoever.
What sort of things are they saying? I can't believe this.
Well, I've been doing some research.
Oh, right. Mean things about Hughesy. Yeah. I mean, I hope you've got a lot of them.
These are real comments that I found on
the internet. All right, great. I'm happy
to
hear.
You're punching above your weight with your wife. Oh, that's not even nasty. No, that's just true.
Yeah, that comes from my own children, they say. Yeah. That's, yeah.
Why do you speak with that stupid voice?
Why do I speak with that stupid voice?
I didn't say it, they did.
You've lost so many teeth, are you sure you're not addicted to meth?
I'm not. It was orange juice in the 70s, seriously.
This has turned into a roast. This is awesome.
You look stoned all the time.
Well, I'm not stoned all the time. I just look stoned.
Now, how should he respond to these nasty comments?
Have you noticed I've not said anything since Ida's walked out because I'm just queening out?
No, like,
Ida Butcher is in the room.
So you should after your impersonation of me on our show.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Oh.
God, Ida Butros is drunk with power right now. So, well, do you respond to people on the internet?
Well, I don't get these sort of comments.
Do you look at these comments, Dave?
I know, they say terrible things.
Don't respond. I wouldn't respond.
Oh, I respond.
Do you respond?
Yeah, I had a guy the other day say, I wasn't homophobic until I saw you, but now I want to move to Uganda because you can kill gay people there. So I sent him the link to Webjet with all the flights.
Lately, I've decided to fight back with people on the internet, but I go private message to them, no one likes you. and I think it's private. Then sometimes I screenshot it and then they put it on their public file. Yes. Look what Susie said to me.
I think the WIMP solution isn't a good one. Yeah. Sending a private message.
Do you think I should publicly?
Yeah.
So I should just be saying F off to people.
Absolutely.
On the internet.
Yeah, but
on Facebook.
But you need to start with as Ida Buttrose always.
All right, so I'm going to publicly attack people from now on. Yes, all right, Ida, that's you, that's your...
You're just going to say it as it is. You're going to show them that you're hurt and wounded. But I could really solve your problem for you.
Oh, how's that?
Just stick to telling jokes and give up being an agony uncle.
Oh, God, all right, for everyone, it's an icon of TV. Here she is, Ida Buttrose. When we come back, I think we're going to get on with the show. My show, I think. See you soon.
Straight from the jungles of South Africa, I'm a Celebrity Get Me Out of Here's Tanya Hennessy delves deep into the lives of her castmates. Nights are long in the jungle, and what better way to pass the time than to reveal your innermost feelings? Tanya's Sexy Jungle Podcast. Find it on the 10 Speaks page on 10play, or wherever you listen to your potties.
Welcome back to the show where we believe sharing is caring. A problem shared is a problem halved. And yes, the big dog...
You've got problems.
I've got problems and I need many. I've got many problems, but I want one of them solved now. It's Husey's problem of the week. In the opening, I talked about these hipster cafes who are trying to dictate what my family eats. The main problem at the moment is tomato sauce. Two cafes recently did not have tomato sauce. Handing kids bowls of chips, but then when asked for tomato sauce, just looked at me like I was speaking another language.
It's a policy.
It's a policy.
They haven't just run out.
Yes. Right. Like, they believe that you shouldn't have tomato sauce. Like, tomato sauce, they believe, is for bogans.
Well, you know what this is the thing. They've taken it upon themselves to feel superior to other Australians.
Yes. I don't like it.
Not only do they feel superior... That's not enough for them. They also have to run a re-education camp.
Yes.
It's not a cafe. Yeah.
It's true.
It's like, I don't want to be educated by you.
Yeah.
But you're assuming that these cafes are going to last. They are not going to last. They will die.
Will they? Isn't there this creeping hipsterism?
No, there's no... Well, creeping hipsterism... I can't say that word for some reason. Creeping hipsterism. You've got to have tomato sauce.
Yeah. Well, but the kids,
it's an Australian tradition.
A friend of my daughter's, a 6-year-old Amelia, was crying because there was no tomato sauce.
She needs to get a quick
They might not have had sauce, but did anyone bring her a cup of concrete? I've taken a set against Amelia.
No, Amelia's lovely. She wants sauce on her chips. No. Do we all eat tomato sauce on this panel? Well, Joel, are you a tomato sauce?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yeah, 100%. Although I don't mind a bit of chilli relish.
No, the hipsters have taught us about good food.
Yeah.
But their work here is done. Now they don't need
to stay and
offer their ship and see you later.
They can just hop on their fixie bicycle with their herbs growing from the basket, and we thank them. Yeah, we thank them.
Actually, we gave a 4-litre bottle of sauce to one of these cafes that, you know, didn't have sauce, and they said, "Oh yeah, we'll take it." Like, and they're putting it behind their counter. We rang them the other day, say, so, "Has anyone used it?" And they said, "Yeah, only children." Well, that was the point, dickhead. Children deserve tomato sauce.
You know what I read on the internet, so it must be true, is that kids love sauce because it's the only control they have of their meal. So, you know, like the parents serve up the meal, but the sauce they've got free range with, and that's why kids love sauce, apparently.
Yeah, right.
Apart from the fact that it's 80% sugar.
I used to manage McCafe. And, yes, I used to work at McDonald's.
God, their coffees are expensive.
Okay, well, I don't manage like worldwide McCafe.
They're not going to get rid of sauce, are they? They've got sauce at any
They're not going to get rid of sauce, but when I used to work at McCafe,
yeah,
making the frappes was so much effort that I was like, I used to always say, "We're out of ice." Sorry, we're out of ice. And then this one day, this woman who'd come in every day for a choco frappe, and she did not need to be coming in every day for a choco frappe, went across the road, bought a bag of ice, and dumped it on the counter. Here comes your
love frappe. It.
That price for a frappe because of the work involved. Yeah. But just a coffee.
All right, you need to move. You need to send them an email. My point is, hipster cafes, I believe, should have tomato sauce, no matter how cool they are. Do you agree, Denise?
I agree, and I think we should march.
Yes!
I think we should take
that is
to
something
the
to get angry about. You know. Yes, no problems. Your gut instincts, let's go. All right, Molly writes, "My boyfriend got me a Coles gift card for my birthday. Should I be offended, yes or no?"
Yes!
All right, don't do it. Amber writes, "My fiancé watches test cricket all day long. Is it the most boring game ever?"
Yes!
Love it! Jack is either, my granddad eats an onion like an apple. Is this normal? Tony Abbott, hopefully he's watching. Dad writes, "My teenage daughter wants to go on one of those talent shows and sing, but she's not a good singer.
Oh.
Should I tell her yes or no?"
Yes!
Let the lead singer from LMFAO tell her.
What's happened to him? Where is he?
Every time I go to a local petrol station, the guy asks credit or savings, and I say savings, then he always says, "You mean spendings." And then he laughs at his own pathetic joke. Should I tell him not to do that joke anymore?
No,
yes or no?
And don't be a bitch.
Bill writes, "A lollipop man at a local school crossing never blows the whistle or holds his sign out for me. He says it's only there to serve children."
Oh.
What do you say?
What Ida says.
What's Ida say?
Well, you know.
F off.
Ida would say F off, all right. Steve writes, "Great. The chop chops at my closest cinema are always soft. Should I complain, yes or no?"
Yes.
All right, and Harry writes, "I've just started uni and have a lecture at 8 a.m. on a Friday morning. It's a killer. Should I even bother showing up, yes or no?"
No.
All right, Gwet Jean says, "We have 4 boys and my wife wants to install a urinal in the bathroom. Should we do it, yes or no?"
No.
Yes! Urinal!
You've got a lemon tree. That's what it's for.
Sally says, I've just started going out with a guy, but he has a cat, which I'm allergic to. Should I give him the ultimatum?"
He's a cat?
No.
Don't go out with a cat man.
Don't go out with a cat man, all right? Are you...
If you're allergic, my husband's allergic to
cats. Right. But you once looked after someone's cat, and what did you do with that cat?
Well, I took the cat home and didn't tell him because I wanted to test if he really was allergic or just, or just annoying.
Yeah.
And within, 10 minutes of him coming home from work, he started sneezing and his eyes started watering. Mm. I had to come clean. I went, "Honey, there's been another pussy in this house."
You've been listening to a 10 Speaks podcast. Don't forget to catch season 4 of the TV broadcast of Husey, We Have a Problem, Monday nights after I'm a Celebrity Get Me Out of Here on Channel 10.
Hello, everyone. Now that you've finished listening to me on the podcast, me and all the other legends, go over to 10 Play and watch the latest episodes of the TV show. I want to fill your days with so much Husey, you'll have no time for anything else.
Shine your boots, Governor. Yeah, all right, lad. They're looking a bit grimy.
All right, I'll clean them up then. Sit down.
Thank you.
So you're reading the old paper there, sir.
Yeah, what's it to you?
Well, I've got a new thing. It's a way to listen to the paper in your ears, you see.
What are you on about, kid?
I'm on about Ten Speaks Podcasts.
What's a Ten Speaks Podcast?
It's like a newspaper for your ear holes.
Well, what sort of thing do they talk about then?
All sorts of things, Governor.
Go on.
They talk about Western Australian sport there, mate. I see you got the sports pages.
Yeah, yeah. Well, who's that by there? Who says that?
Doesn't matter about that one now. There's one about your house. Not your house.
My house?
Not your house.
Who's talking about my house then?
I mean just houses in general. And other design-related things. That one's with Barry Dubois.
Barry Dubois?
Yeah, you know, from the Friday show.
From the living room.
That's the one.
Yeah. Well, what if I don't want to hear about my home or other people's homes?
That's all right. You strike me as the kind of guy who might watch The Bachelor.
The Bachelor? I've watched A Bachelor.
Well, maybe you'll hear a bit more about that on one of our Reality Bites podcasts.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
All right, the shoes are done, Governor. That'll be 10 quid.
How much?
10 squids, mate.
That's outrageous.
You're outrageous. I'm out of here.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.